Welcome to Cloverleaf Chiropractic Show. Today, we're going to talk about stress and your health and how stress can make you sick.
Welcome to the Cloverleaf Chiropractic Show, a podcast advocating wellness, life, and healing from within. With 38 years in practice, 50,000 patients, and over 1 million chiropractic adjustments, here's your host, Dr. Daniel Abechter.
My name is Dr. Daniel Abechter, Doctor of Chiropractic, and today we're going to talk about how health can cause cancer and many, many other diseases, and how it's important to control your stress level in your life. I am doing this show to educate the public on health and wellness, and we're going to talk about this topic that's really important. So, stress and health. How can stress affect your health? We know for a fact that health is affected by stress. We know that it can cause all kinds of things. It can cause cancer. It can cause heart attacks. It can cause high blood pressure. It can cause kidney disease, skin disease, depression, and many, many, many other things. So this topic for me is very personal. As most people know, I lost my wife from cancer, breast cancer. And her doctor said that you've had this cancer for over 30 years. And she had mammograms every year for, you know, since she was in her 20s. And she had cysts in the breast. And she would go for checkups on a yearly basis. And the doctor said, oh, it's nothing to worry about. It's just, you know, we'll check it next year, come back, and we'll do another mammogram. Everything is fine. So at about age 48, she did a biopsy, and the biopsy was positive, and she was diagnosed with stage 4 malignant cancer. And the cancer had spread to the lungs, the bone, the rib cage, the liver, and she had to do treatment at that time. She did chemo for about a year, which instead of curing the problem, it actually created more tumors. And this time it created tumors in the brain. So she had to stop chemo after about a year. So one of the tumor was successfully removed from the brainstem without any side effects. And the second tumor was radiated with radiation therapy. And she was fine. But after she stopped the chemo, she realized that chemo was not the solution and she needed to find something else. So we looked into a holistic approach. So we went to this holistic center called Utopia Wellness. And this Dr. Garcia was running the place, and he wrote a book called Cancer is a Symptom. And all the patients that were at the clinic were all stage 4 cancer, and most of them got pretty good results, and they did really well. So they followed the studies from these German doctors that were oncologists that found that cancer is caused by stress, and certain stresses would cause certain type of cancer. So breast cancer was, they found that it had a lot to do with abandonment. And basically what they did is they worked on the mind-body connection. And they did other things, you know, like vitamin infusion and some therapy. But the most important part of the clinic was about working on the mind-body connection. So basically, by working on the mind and fixing the mindset, people would get amazing results. And by removing the stress, the body had a way of healing itself. So the program worked really well. She did the program for 1 year. And then eventually she needed to come home because her kids were home. And she wanted to be around, you know, the family. So we tried to find a place down here locally. And most of the places would work on the body, but most of them would not work on the mind. So within about 3 months' time, she passed away and everything came back. So the concept is the stress affects, causes cancer. According to Dr. Mercola, it is a fact that stress is causing cancer. Scientists discovered that everything emotional, everyday emotional stress is a trigger for the growth of tumors. Any sort of trauma, emotional, physical, can act as a pathway between cancerous mutation. And basically, it brings them together and then it becomes a deadly mix. So for the first time, they found that this condition can cause that the environment has to do with cancer, emotional stress. So how do you resolve this situation? How do you fix it? How do you take care of it? Obviously, it is an issue, and obviously it is something that, you know, that can affect you.
You are listening to the Cloverleaf Chiropractic Show.
It is important to address the emotional trauma, not when you have cancer, but before, because you can live with some kind of trauma. I know people that live their whole life with some kind of trauma, and they carry that on, and basically what it does, it eats you on the inside, and it allows the cancer to grow, and then allows the disease to grow, and allows the heart not to work properly, allows all the diseases to develop. So we always talk about that there's five things that affects your health. And one of them is the nervous system. Having a body that has 100% healthy nervous system is important. Number two, nutrition, what you are, what you eat. If you eat garbage, well, your body is going to be, you know, garbage. It's not going to be healthy. Exercise. The body needs movement. It needs motion. Without motion, you don't have health. Toxins, getting rid of the toxins. Toxins are definitely something that can affect your body and that can cause cancer. We know for a fact that toxin can cause cancer, will cause cancer. We know that cigarettes causes cancer. So number five, no stress. Emotional stress, like we just talked about, is very important. And a lot of people do 1, 2, 3 out of five things, and they think, well, that's enough. It's all I need. I don't need to do everything. But the way I look at it, it's like a pie. You know, if you cut the pie in five pieces, you don't have a whole pie. You have 4/5 of a pie or 3/5 of a pie. You don't have the whole thing. And you need to have all five things to be healthy. So I know that some people can do, I know that in my situation, my house, my wife did 4 out of 5, but the stress was one of the things that she could not control. So, you know, and so that affected her. I know I have a lot of trainers that come to my office and they have amazing bodies. They're full of muscles and everything else. And they really focus on one or two things, such as exercise and such as nutrition, maybe in some cases. But what about the rest? You know, how important is the rest? And that is the thing. You have to have all five of those things in order to be healthy. So the issues of, you know, basically having a body that functions 100% and having all the things necessary for good health is really essential. And we need to focus on every aspect of healthcare. So I hope that you find this information valuable, and make sure you look us up on Instagram, Facebook, subscribe, and share. If you know somebody that's dealing with stress in their lives, you know, make sure you talk to them. Make sure you tell them, you know, how important it is to address those issues. So thank you, and we'll talk the next time.
Thank you for listening to the Cloverleaf Chiropractic Show. Please subscribe and leave a helpful review.